Well, speaking of Roman, you have to think about Rome. And when you think about Rome, you think about the Catholic Church and the Vatican. The man who covers that for us is Mike Gendron. Mike has an organization entitled Proclaiming the Gospel. And you can find out more information about the issue that we'll be discussing with Mike by going to his website. What's that website, Mike?
It's proclaimingthegospel.org.
Proclaimingthegospel.org. Well, Shimon Peres has been the president of Israel for 16 years. He has just come to the end of his term as president of Israel, a long political career coming to an end. But before that did happen, he traveled over to Rome, Italy. The Pope, when he was in Israel on a recent visit, invited Shimon Peres, president of Israel, and president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, to come to the Vatican and have prayer. Now, the Pope said, there's nothing political involved here. We simply want to pray for peace between these two peoples. Mike, this is a very interesting development. First of all, in a moment I want to talk to you about the Islamic relations with the Vatican, but this was quite a unique mixture. You have what they refer to as a Christian, the Pope of the Catholic Church. You have Shimon Peres is Jewish, and then, of course, Mahmoud Abbas is Muslim. These three religions, and what stood out to me, they were all saying they're praying to the same God, which was not correct, but it was an interesting event.
Well, it really is an interesting event, and we see, as the days go by, more and more ecumenical unity coming to the forefront. And this is unprecedented for the Pope to have these two political leaders. You know, I couldn't help but remember what's written in the book of Revelation, when we read in Revelation, the woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. And Jimmy, I think you and I both believe that the woman is Mystery Babylon. That's the Roman Catholic religion, which is trying to unite all people together under the power and influence of the Pope. And so here you see the Pope, with his great power and influence, bringing together two kings of the earth to come and pray for peace. Well, you and I know that there will be no peace in Israel until the Prince of Peace returns to restore peace. And that will only happen when all of Israel looks upon the one they have pierced, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's really interesting to see these people coming together. They do not worship the same God. The Christian God has a son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The God of Islam does not have a son. Allah is a false God. And the Jews do not recognize God's son as being the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's really interesting when you look at Scripture, because Scripture tells us that God does not answer the prayers of unbelievers. In fact, I can quote from Isaiah 59:2, "But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear you." We also see in John 9:31, unbelievers who are violent will not be heard by God. And the quote there is, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears them." And so the only prayer of an unbeliever that God will answer and hear is the cry for salvation. And so we have three unbelievers here praying to different gods, all asking for peace, and we know that peace will not come until Jesus returns to the earth.
Now, technically, Mike, would we consider Catholicism being that religiosity that would honor the true biblical God that you and I as Christians would honor?
Well, the Roman Catholic religion believes in the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but they do not believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have a false and fatal gospel that sends Roman Catholics to hell who do not trust in Christ alone. And so when you look at the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in Roman Catholicism, it is the Pope who has stolen the titles given to the triune God, and that would be Holy Father, Head of the Church, and Vicar of Christ. He wears all three titles given to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So then we have three men not talking to God really at all, supposedly, and the media of the world covering this as a very important event. Also, something else that stood out to me, this was the first time that I can remember, or maybe you can technically tell us is that the case, that Muslims ever prayed at the Vatican. Boy, that's something to think about.
Well, it really is, and you really wonder what the strategy is of all three groups. We know that Islam does not want peace. They want to drive the Jews into the Mediterranean Sea. And so they want peace on their own terms, but they don't want God to orchestrate it. And so when we see these three people coming together, I think Roman Catholics would not be surprised that Muslims are praying at the Vatican, because the Roman Catholic Church actually embraces a relationship with Muslims. And I'd like to read from paragraph 841 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Now, Jimmy, this is the official teaching blessed and endorsed by Pope Benedict, the previous pope. We read, "The plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator in the first place, amongst whom are the Muslims." So Roman Catholicism believes that Islam, the Muslims, are part of God's plan of salvation, and yet Islam denies that Jesus is God. They deny that Jesus died on Calvary's cross, and yet they are considered part of God's plan of salvation. And those like you and I, all born-again Christians, who trust in the sufficiency of our Lord Jesus Christ, this same religion, the Roman Catholic religion, condemns us over 100 times. And so born-again Christians are condemned by the Roman Catholic religion. Islam is embraced as part of God's plan of salvation.
Mike, is it not true the last couple of years there's been an effort at the Vatican to just develop the ties between the Catholic Church and Islam? Is that the case, and why is it the case?
Well, it's all part of, I think, the strategy to bring all religions together. You know, just in the year 2007, it wasn't only the Catholic Church that was embracing Islam, but we also had evangelical leaders signing a document which was called A Common Word Between Us and You, and that was pressing for unity between Islam and evangelicals. But a lot of your listeners may not realize there are many common bonds of unity already in existence between Islam and Catholicism. They both have a history of persecuting the Jews. They both believe divine revelation comes from extra-biblical sources. The Pope says that they worship the same God as Islam. Both religions believe that salvation is by works, and you can get to heaven without Christ. And those were the words of John Paul II and even Pope Benedict. They both use prayer beads, and they both have pilgrimages as a means to appease a holy and righteous God. Both religions seek world dominion, and Mary is highly esteemed among both religions. And so I think we've talked about this before, Jimmy, but I really believe, since we know from Scripture that the end times will be marked by lying signs and wonders that will deceive the world, when you look at these two religions esteeming Mary, we see apparitions of Mary appearing more and more frequently throughout the world. And I believe that there will be an apparition that comes calling for unity between Islam and Catholicism, since they both esteem her so highly. We've got Muslims now going to apparition sites all over Europe, and they're offering reverence to this woman. She's the most highly esteemed woman in Islam. And so we're living in very interesting times, and it's so exciting to be seeing all this play out according to biblical prophecy.
It is exciting to see everything happening as it is today. That's the reason here at Prophecy Today, we bring men like Mike Gendron to these microphones to report what is taking place and what the truth is behind all of these activities, helping you to develop the proper worldview, a prophetic biblical worldview. Mike, thank you so very much for joining us. The website, proclaimingthegospel.org, you can go there and find out more information on Mike Gendron. Mike, thanks. We'll talk again real soon.
Always a pleasure, Jimmy. God bless you.